I don't tag them that extensively. I kind of took a backseat to that. I just kind of put some funny shit in there and then move on.
There you go.
But you know the most secret. Effort is I have to listen for something funny for the cold open.
Yeah, I guess. This episode of podcast, we listen to a book on tape with you. That might actually be fun. That could be like MST3K.
You need to get sponsored before I start doing that shit.
What? Tit talk, everybody. Tit talk.
Kendrick.
So there's this thing we've been doing for a little bit. Oh, just let it buzz. It's cute.
I don't care how cute it is, Kyle.
From time to time.
It's fun to say.
We pull it out.
Whip it on out.
And we use it, and we use it good.
Yeah, we do.
And when we're done using it, we're done with it, and we put it back.
And it grows every day.
Yeah, and it grows every day, and it's funnier and funnier and looking every day. It's a band name list, everybody.
Band name list.
Hey.
Nothing sexual. And you're wrong for thinking it.
Penis. All right, so.
Okay.
Our first bandish name-ish. That's Danish for band name.
I don't think that's true.
What the f*** do you know? What, do you know Danish now, too? That's what I thought.
No. Right.
So,
I guess I can't back that search up.
The only time I have Kendrick at like, my mercy is when he's driving, because he is, like, sometimes too shy to Google stuff while driving. All right, so the first name is Define the Severity.
Define. Oh, I forgot we didn't have Amy. Shit.
Oh, do we not want? Do you want to do it?
No, she just doesn't have an opinion on these.
Yeah, Amy is in the back, but not wink.
Define the Severity. I think I'm thinking chiptunes.
Okay.
I feel like I use chiptunes a lot.
That's okay.
But I feel like the kind of goofy ass names you come up with tend to lend themselves to chiptune bands. You know.
It's just, well, yeah, it's like, because that's the closest thing that we would have to a band if we ever wanted to do it, I would imagine. It requires no vocals, and it can do it with one person if you really wanted to.
It's true.
You could be the Trent Reznor of Broomfield, Colorado, because that's where we're currently at.
Wouldn't it be a bummer if you lived here? You're like, damn it.
Aw, man, I can't be the Trent Reznor.
Why are you here? He'd be so cool. You're like, nah, man, you could be the Trent Reznor of Broomfield. I'm the Trent Reznor of everywhere else. And it's like... Oh, man, Trent Reznor, why are you so fucking cool?
You're the best, Trent. Are we okay with that? Are we okay to call you Trent?
Yeah,
that's fine.
It's like, oh.
And today our guest on Tit Talk is Trent Reznor.
Hi, everyone. I'm Trent Reznor.
Why do I have a British accent?
Since we started this podcast, you self-published another best-selling album.
Yes.
And made another $10 million.
It was absolutely fantastic. Couldn't have done it, though, without all of the help of my educated staff in my studio. It was perfect. That's Trent Reznor, everybody.
You invented 9 kinds of music in the last 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it was 10, but we didn't count 1 because it was for charity.
That's fair. I appreciate that about you.
All right. So, chiptunes. I think Define the Severity is a geopolitical band about global warming. And they just kind of talk. They just are there to, like, talk about the science. There's songs about science, and it's not...
Songs about science?
Not. Did you lose some?
No, I'm just making sure that...
I'm just trying to figure out why the springs are springing.
Well, because it's cold out.
It's not cold anymore!
It's always cold in Colorado, as Amy would say.
She's wrong.
But yeah, they're just there to spread science about the severity of global warming.
Okay.
And they're not paid by anybody. Wink.
If you say wink, that ruins the...
No, because the listeners have to hear me winking.
Yeah, but...
I'm going to brush the eye mic real quick.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Butterfly kisses.
I wonder how loud that was.
Did that guy just make a left turn from this lane?
You know, sometimes people just do what they want.
That's fine.
That was Define the Severity, everybody.
Sorry, I hope I didn't talk over the butterfly kisses. I was just surprised by what was happening.
No, you didn't.
I thought he was just, like, running the red light, like, super slow, like, shh, shh, shh. I'm just going to do this.
Famous last words. I hope I didn't talk over the butterfly kisses. All right.
That still sounds like an activation phrase for like a secret sleeper unit. Because it's complete nonsense and no one would ever say that sentence. So anyone listening to this may have just been activated as a Russian spy. Sorry. Or an American spy in Russia. I don't know.
Yeah, don't bring
could be anybody.
Politics into this.
Could be anybody.
There's that.
Everybody's got sleeper cells.
What? The Alamo.
That's the new Alamo?
Yeah.
Holy dicks, that's going to be lovely.
Right?
That was a weird shift in severity of, like, nomenclature.
Therapeutic Spam is the next band name list.
Therapeutic Spam?
Mm-hmm.
Oof, I don't remember that one.
I can't think of something that is more antithetical than those two things put together.
I think it was spam email.
Well, no, I'm not thinking of spam, like this food stuff.
Spam in the place
well,
where you live.
Because it's therapeutic in your heart and tummy.
Wow, that went on from the song.
Dude, everybody can... There is a part of the song that does that, though.
I don't think that I can.
I'm pretty sure, because I'm like a musical genius, and you're just some chump who thinks he knows music.
Well, you're halfway towards Idiot Savant.
Yay, because I'm a savant. That's what you meant, right?
Yeah.
Therapeutic Spam, I believe, is... it's not a band, though. It's a group.
Yeah.
That does ASMR only with spam. So they like rub spam on the microphone covers and like
gross.
they click cans and like
click
tap cans
together and scrape them and they get
they just like put they just yeah they eat spam next to the microphone.
Noisily. I would say that or the alternative is a procedurally generated lyricist who's only fed the ML like the machine learning system he has with spam headline like subjects
okay of emails
okay. So it's like complete nonsense and like vaguely sexual but then there's numbers in there for some reason to avoid the filters
just tons
and
percentages
he had an album and it sold so he's like I guess I'm just doing this now and he's like number one seller in like Uruguay for some fucking reason so he's huge there but he's in English.
Well, there you go. Therapeutic Spam. Dude. Band name.
Dude. Band name.
Dude. Band name. This makes me think of the What Does Mine Say thing from Dude, Where's My Car?
I have not seen that movie.
You should see that movie, because it's really dumb.
You're such a great salesman, Kyle. Have I ever told you that about you?
Well, like, I frequently and often watch movies because they're dumb. I mean, you watched that one movie with us. What the fuck was it called? Harry Potter Twilight Mashup?
Yes.
You recall?
The Dark Majesty. Dark.
Raven Mc.
Dark. Darkwing Duck? Darkwing Duck!
Nope, that wasn't quite it, but I mean.
Okay, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know. Dude,
what are we doing?
Dude, look, they're turning, man. They're just going
like,
slowly.
Why?
Moving very slowly.
Very slowly.
That's what they're doing. Now that you can keep turning, so just turn.
Yeah, I know. Go, keep.
Dude, band name.
Dude.
That's actually
green,
dude band
green,
name's song.
Green. It's a green.
It's
green arrow, dude. Dude, go. Fucking go. Green arrow. Go. We
it's
go
okay.
Now.
Okay, they're new. They're in a facade.
Don't care.
They
go.
Have a kid in the back of their car.
I don't care. Go.
That's
learn how to drive.
That was a lot of social interaction.
Learn how to drive.
There was like a guy telling the person.
Yeah, the
that
guy,
the, green
the
arrow.
Dude in the corner of the street shouted "Green Arrow."
And so I don't know if you guys heard that. Maybe you did.
Maybe.
It's pretty loud.
I was talking over it, so probably not. Oh, maybe on one side.
Green
isolated.
Arrow. This is like where you hesitate
helpful
not to
bicyclists.
Look at people.
And I was trying to honk my horn, but I honked it so infrequently, I didn't know how hard to push
you're
it.
Like, wait,
I don't, because I never honk it.
Oh God.
Well, I'm an asshole. I want the little scootaloo. I don't really want the blare. I just want the hey.
Dude, band name is a bunch of spoken word music where at the end of every song they come up with a band name after their conversation.
Band name?
Dude, band name.
I'm thinking surfer rock.
Okay. Do they actually surf while playing rock or something or what?
Rock Lobster!
Okay. Hold on a sec. Amy asked me a very important question.
Okay. We'll wait for Amy, even though she's not here.
She said, do we have energy drinks at home? And I said, no! Because Amazon subscriptions is weird.
Yeah, I had to subscribe to a different model of highball.
highball nanny.
Oh, were you doing the same? You probably got the same exact same product of lemon lime highballs.
I just started my subscription on lemon lime highballs.
Okay.
And apparently they're delivering again, so
okay,
I will
well,
check that
maybe
out.
I should go check that out.
The old token poke.
This is a John Sean reference.
Is it? Okay.
Well,
John Tron.
Who came back.
Okay.
He's alive
Did he?
Again.
Oh, wow.
He had another flex tape.
Oh, another. Like, I thought that was
the second flex taping.
No, I thought that was just the old one coming up again.
Nope.
God damn it.
Check it
Jontron.
Out. It is worth the wait.
Okay.
I did a live stream of some holiday charity thing, but I missed it. Because I miss all the streams.
He did. Yeah. Didn't he do like a fireworks thing? That was a while ago. Never mind.
Anyway,
the old Toke Poke.
It's the drugs PSA bit.
Okay.
When he's talking about like weird old video game, one of his weird old video game bits. Was like the PSA games or PSA. I think he's just watching old PSAs. I don't think it was even video games. And it was a song which was drugs, which are good, which are bad. Drugs. Ask your mom and ask your dad. And then there's like a little dance that he does with it,
uh-huh.
where he's like toking and then injecting heroin into his arms.
Oh, so the old token poke is when you do a toke and then you poke your arm with heroin.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the old toke poke.
Well, it sounds like a grunge band. Like, I mean, I'm just gonna say it. It sounds like a new age cover of old grunge music.
What's that kind of music where it's like really laconic and like you're pretty sure they're all on Xanax and horse tranquilizers?
You mean like Grateful Dead, or are you talking about like?
No, more like.
Like God is not, an astronaut.
Not Evanescence, but you know, like kind of dreary.
you're pretty sure they're all in horse tranquilizers. That just slipped through the filter there.
I'm trying to think of who, like those bands that are like really.
Like Mudvayne?
Emo, but not. Screamo.
Okay. Well, how about
Emo
like,
minus Screamo.
How about what is it?
I'm probably not gonna know the
mud,
name.
Mudstain?
Puddle of Mud?
No, Puddle of Mud is what I'm thinking of. And then
I mean like Radiohead, shitty Radiohead knockoffs.
Yeah, okay. I think we know. That's kinda what I was trying to go for.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like not like Pearl Jam, but like right after.
Yeah, yeah. When it's like whiny. Like if Radiohead and The Cure mixed together and cranked up the whine factor, and like slowed down by like 50%, you know?
Yeah, I like used to listen to all that crap, but now I can't think of any of it.
Who's that one?
Hoobastank.
No,
that's one of them. Kind of.
I thought Hoobastank was a little more energetic.
Oh, you're right.
Oh Jesus! I guess
come on, Kendrick.
But like, everybody moved out of the lane.
If you spell my nuggets by accelerating and decelerating,
I didn't. I just
we're gonna have a problem. I don't care about your computer.
I know you don't care about my computer.
This is gonna be a good episode.
That's gonna be fun.
The old Token Poke is probably like a. I think it's an 80. I think it's a new age cover band of just grunge music.
Santiago Express.
And Ken. That was like a bus that was just giving out Santiago's food. And then Kendrick thinks it's. Whiny, non-screamo,
emo,
rock music.
Yeah.
Good luck, everyone.
I don't know what they need luck for.
All right. Give it up for that firebox in the sky. That's where I want to fart when I die.
When I die.
When I fart and they lay me to rest. I'm going to fart in the place that's the best. So that's the next one. Firebox in the
Sky. Firebox in the Sky. This is obviously an airplane.
Oh, okay. So you're just talking. I thought you meant like they're covering like Jefferson Airplane.
No, I mean it's referring to an airplane.
Okay.
But, so Firebox in the Sky actually would be really funny if it was like a really crass grunge covers of Jefferson Airplane.
That would be cool.
So it's Firebox in the Sky.
Yeah, I don't know. For Firebox in the Sky, I definitely was straight up thinking that song I just sang.
Yeah.
And, I'm gonna say that it's another cover band because that's what I like the most.
It does seem like goofy cover bands have the goofiest names.
And I'm gonna say that they're a band that does exactly what I just did, which is they replace the lyrics in other songs with fart.
So it's like a wannabe Weird Al kind of situation.
Yeah, but it's like they try way less because, and it's like the only they're just on the very cusp or like Herod's breath of like
being popular.
No, of not getting sued.
Oh,
because
yeah.
they're only doing very little parody.
Yeah.
It's just like they're barely parodying.
And they're only popular with 14-year-old boys outside of Missouri.
Yeah, and it's like, why is this happening?
Well, it's like, Jesus. You know, Men Without Hats, right? Who did Safety Dance? They've got like 5 studio albums and have a huge following, but only in Toronto.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they still play there, apparently, or at least did several years ago. So, like, they're huge, only there. It's like David Hasselhoff in Germany now, you know, or whatever. Like, there's these bands that are just massive, but only in one place.
Yeah, that happened with some ska bands in Japan.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Japan's crazy for that shit, you know? That
they fucking love it.
You get all kinds of those random things like, oh, we're big in Japan. Well, shit, the song Big in Japan.
Well, that's just a penis reference,
right,
I think.
But that also was one of the...
Oh.
That it was happening. Because, like, who is it who sings I Want You to Want Me? Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick?
Sure. Yeah. There's that song, the recording for that is in Japan because they were doing a tour there, and that's when they got big, was while they were in Japan.
Cool.
So, and then they kind of got big here, as a, but they were, like, really huge in Japan for no reason. Well, no, I mean, not no reason, but it's one of those things where, like, you might have a style or an aesthetic or whatever that clicks with a culture, and then nowhere else. That amuses me immensely.
Where you're just like, ah, this region absolutely loves Creed.
Like, but it's like wait, a band what? You've never heard of, so oh. So then you get these hipsters where like, well, you've never heard of whatever, they're really big in upstate Nebraska.
Upstate Nebraska. What the fuck is that? Nebraska only has one road, or two. One of them goes north to south, and the other one goes
east
to west.
On the north side of the north-south road, okay. Obviously.
All right, the next
not
one is called...
participating in this adventure, because, yeah, we'll...
Anyway. Trash Can Sangria.
Trash Can Sangria. That's a bag of regret.
What? Is that... Oh, okay, because you're drinking all the sangria and throwing it in the trash.
No, no, you make a trash can full of sangria.
Do you put it in a trash bag?
No, that's the whole point, is you get a brand new, clean trash can.
Okay.
And then you make sangria in it.
Okay.
And you just have a big old bucket of sangria.
That's a lot of sangria.
Yeah.
That's a very expensive amount of sangria.
Right? It came from, I think that was related to a drink that I want to say Tyler was probably telling me about, I think. I can't remember what he called it. It's got a goofy sound and name. But it was where everybody brings a bottle of wine and you just pour them all into a big bucket and then you drink out of it. And it's like, that sounds like the worst possible idea I've ever heard in my life. But
and then you add like some juice to it and
call
it sangria.
And that's what we're saying, is you're basically making trash can sangria if you just throw a bucket of fruit in it. You know, which is also like jungle juice or any of those things that so.
But this is a trash can of it.
This is specifically a trash can of it. Yeah.
So what kind of music does Trash Can Sangria play?
I think it's gonna be Mexican grunge, made by Americans.
Yeah, I was thinking like Hispanic ska music. By a band of people who are about to graduate high school.
Okay, yeah, sure. Making bad decisions with puke-related activities.
All right, the next one, and maybe our final one, depending on how long it takes, is Van Wyn. So you guys had like a rash of places to make a thing, places to do a thing, and then putting alcohol after it.
So that means we're probably getting into... some of the ones we got from when we were in Scotland.
Like, Scotch mist.
There's one coming up. There's a couple coming up here that are going to be woo awkward. But we came through here right as the school is letting out, I think.
Yeah,
I'm not supposed
timing.
To be here. Which one was this one? Van Wyn. So we invented Van Wyn when we learned, or I knew, but was reminding everybody that Scotland does not have an open container law. And it doesn't apply to, even in vehicles, as long as the driver does not have a container, or there are one fewer open containers than there are passengers, including the driver.
I think that math makes sense.
So it's like, as long as the driver is not drinking,
as long as
they don't care.
As long as, well, somebody would get mad at the driver for taking their drink, right? That's the mentality.
Yeah. So,
hey, that's not yours.
Yeah, right. So, obviously the driver would have to be sober too. He'd have to, they'd probably test him if everyone was drinking in the van and they caught you, but... Yeah, so we were just in the back drinking wine because we could. I mean, fuck it, right? Like, so, Van Wyn. I'm not sure what music they'd play, though.
To me, it sounds like a, like Fog Hat. Like, it's some kind of, like,
so like 70s
or 80s, like, rock band.
Yeah.
Not hair metal, but, like.
Like, maybe prog rock? Like
yeah, I think. And they're just like, they just were never very big, but they're like really big in small region.
Really extremely popular in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Nowhere
and
else.
Only, only the south side of Charlotte.
Yeah.
So, you know.
With their song South Side of Charlotte.
Yeah, that's their album, album
title.
That's
their single that
track.
Everyone loved. Yeah. And the guys are still there, and if you get them drunk enough, then they'll sing South Side of Charlotte.
But Skimmy died.
Skimmy died, but it's okay because he didn't really play the bass that well anyway.
No, he didn't.
So.
He didn't. And now they just have him on recording on the tape.
Turns out you just didn't need the bass line, actually. It worked fine without it.
All right, well, that's all we have for today. All
right, everybody.
Well, thanks for the journeying
Thank
with
you
us.
Thank you so much for making our dream of having a podcast with double-digit listeners come true.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
It's been over 3 years since we started.
Over three? Mm-hmm. Over three?
Over 3 years since we started.
Well, we'll see how long we can keep going if one of us doesn't die.
We could keep going after that. I don't think either one of us is actually valuable to the team.
Yeah, you probably just get someone else.
You only get hosed if I die, because you have to then actually, like, tag the podcast, and then that's worse.
The quality will go down significantly.
You might just not do it, and all of a sudden there's just up wave files being uploaded instead of MP3s.
Hey, I tag things, just not as extensively as you tag them.
I don't tag them that extensively. I kind of took a backseat to that. I just kind of put some funny shit in there and then move on.
There you go.
The most effort is I have to listen for something funny for the cold open.
Yeah, I guess. But luckily they're only like 30 minutes now, so you don't have to listen forever.
It's getting shorter, actually. This one's only like 20.
Well, there you go. You're welcome, everyone. When we move to the new office, they'll be a little longer again.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Hello.
We out.